So what was your life like after that?
Well, by that time, various work changes had taken place. I'd left the Deadly Dull trade journal, been briefly freelance in a similar sort of field, i.e. Deadly Dull, and then been asked, or headhunted, I like to think, to launch a rival Deadly Dull magazine, and did that, and was a features editor on it for a number of years. And this was still in London and leading up to my decision to have a child. And when I finally decided that really was going to happen, I left that job as well and worked freelance for probably about a year up until I had Tom. I spent a year in London freelancing in fairly grim circumstances, really, because I went back to work 2 weeks after I had Tom, which was madness, and had a nanny in the flat looking after him while I beavered away at the computer. And with no expectations of the father, who clearly had been utterly over the moon the moment he was with me during the birth and as soon as he saw Tom, and yet had no great desire, I think, to become a family man. And eventually, on a walk one day, was very moody, and I asked what's the matter, and he said, "I suppose we ought to think about getting a house together for Tom's sake." Rather like saying he'd like his, you know, wouldn't it be nice to have his teeth pulled out very slowly and painfully. And I didn't feel really that I valued myself so little that I'd take that as an offer, and made the decision to, again, my brother being very influential, had suggested I came to Cambridge. He said, "Well, you've got a little boy," and he was living in a nice village with brilliant schools. And he said, why don't you just move down here? And I had a number of very close friends who didn't want me to do it in London, but also friends who weren't going to be closely involved with someone with a young child, for very good reasons, no criticism of that at all. So I decided to move. I also thought, sod you, to the father, really. And moved to a lovely village with a beautiful primary school next door, and was coping fairly well. And the diabetes had been fairly well behaved. While I was breastfeeding, I had one incident, and the only one I've had in my entire life, actually, as a diabetic. And I know I've been incredibly lucky as far as that goes. I was